Hello again. I am Dennis Hooper, the chair of the HOA Board Candidate Nominating Committee this year. We're now sitting down with Maura, and we'll ask her the four questions we've asked the other candidates. We'll start with, could you tell us a little about your life before moving to Sun City Shadow Hills? Maura?
Okay, thank you everyone for joining us. My life was very different before I relocated here. After I took early retirement, I accepted a position with a very prominent CPA practice, very high-profile client base, a lot of industry types. I was recruited due to my ability to interact with clients and my finance background. I have numerous years of experience interacting with clients who are very demanding. You need to develop a very thick skin. It takes a great deal of finesse and diplomacy. One must have the ability and temperament to diffuse client dissatisfaction. I have the unique ability to utilize my years of experience of turning what could have been a very unpleasant encounter into a very positive outcome. Make them smile or laugh. With my background in finance, I was responsible for analyzing, preparing personal, corporate, partnership, estate, trust, and nonprofit returns. Preparation of financial statements for nonprofits, partnerships, corporations, analysis of brokerage statements for capital gains, loss. At the same time, I was enrolled in UCLA's horticulture program due to my lifelong passion for gardening and garden design. I love UCLA and all Pac-12 season basketball and football games, Disney Hall, the museum, and all of the restaurants. In my spare time, I traveled extensively worldwide. Winnipeg, Canada, to visit my beloved mom, dad, and younger brother. Travels to Hawaii, I visited every single island. I have snorkeled all over the world. Closer to home, I hike. Of course, Joshua Tree, especially Jumbo Rocks. I love the outdoors, my happy place. I also enjoyed my volunteer work, finance committee of my church, outreach programs for at-risk families, Pacific Palisades Chamber of Commerce, working with the American Legion, Adopt a Soldier, Junior Achievement, the Stevens Ministry Program. I'm a trained Stevens minister. We are individuals chosen from a congregation due to our temperament and leadership skills to provide care and confidential support for members of a congregation who are going through serious personal crises such as end-of-life issues, death of a loved one, loss of a job, divorce, etc.
Okay, thank you. What made you decide to call Sun City Shadow Hills your new home?
That's very simple. Life in LA was extremely stressful. The traffic and congestion that it brings, the population levels, homelessness, graffiti, and crime. I've been traveling to the desert for years, our valley and Arizona, particularly the Scottsdale area. I have always loved the beauty, serenity, and exquisite beauty. I'd always wanted a home here, but the time was never right. The environment is so different here than living in LA. Life is far less stressful. Everyone that I've encountered here is so friendly. I decided to finally make the move. I'd spent numerous weekends traveling back and forth from LA to our valley. I toured a large majority of the communities in our valley. I wanted to make sure that I was making the right choice. My realtor found this community for me. After numerous visits, before I bought and made the investment, I decided to lease, and I did it for 2 years. If this community satisfied what I required, and that I would enjoy living in a 55-plus community with all their requisite rules, I needed to be sure. I spent 2 years leasing. About 3 months before my lease came up for renewal, I made the decision to buy. My realtor knew exactly what my parameters were. No golf course view. I wanted my privacy. I had decided I wanted to be in phase two. A pool would be an option, but not a deal breaker. The houses were all nice, some nicer than others. They just didn't have the feel of what I wanted for my forever home. We had been looking all day when my realtor said, "Let's just try this last one." We walked in. I just stood there standing in the entryway, gazing out into this beautiful backyard. I'd found my forever home, and here I am running for our board.
Thank you very much. What have you been doing while at Sun City Shadow Hills?
Well, there are so many new things, so many new adventures, new friends, new hobbies, a new lease on life. When I first moved here and saw the activities that were available, I wanted to try everything. Golfing, pickleball. So, of course, I signed up for club after club. Then discovered there are only 24 hours in a day. It almost became a job. Every day it was one club or another. I wasn't home much because of all the clubs. So I had to make the decision, and it was to pick three clubs that I really enjoyed and stick with those. So that is what I did. I've always wanted to learn how to paint. I had joined Creative Arts and discovered that I actually had a bit of talent. Even sold a palette knife painting, which is an oil. The club needed a treasurer, and of course, who volunteered? Me. So I'm the club treasurer. Normally we meet before COVID 2 times a week and paint. We have classes that we offer with different teachers that specialize in different mediums, meaning the type of paint you use, watercolor, acrylics, and oils. We have an art wall in the Montecito Clubhouse where we have displayed our work. Right now, it's virtual. We are all very anxious to be able to meet once again and be able to paint together. I'm a member of our pickleball club. What a fun sport to learn and play. Such an amazing, friendly group of residents. It's a pretty large club with an active membership. We have members that are willing to coach those of us who are still learning. I'm one of those. I enjoy my time tremendously with my pickleball gang. I've taken up golf, and I play badly, very badly. When you tee off and you end up on the ground and you can't quite figure out how you ended up there, I've been very fortunate that whomever my partner and I play with are very patient with me. I like to play the North course. I love the entire course except for hole number 4. That is my nemesis. I've lost so many balls in the lake. However, hope springs eternal. I know that one of these days it will magically land on the green. So there you go.
Thank you very much. Last, why do you want to be an HOA board member?
Okay. First, I wish to state, and this is difficult, that I became aware that an individual in our community is stating that the only reasons that I have chosen to run for our board is that I want to have a duck sanctuary, and I'm dissatisfied with our bulk cable contract. Unless you hear it directly from me, ignore any comments that aren't directly from me. Now I'll explain why I want to be on the board. I've always been called to serve. It is my way of giving back to organizations that I support by volunteering. Volunteering is the lifeblood of our community. We have a huge pool of talent and expertise from all walks of life. My expertise is in finance. I have a Bachelor of Science from Pepperdine University with a specialization in business management. I have enjoyed a very successful career in finance. Does experience count? It most certainly does. I have that experience. Before I retired from Bank of America, I personally managed assets totaling $250 million. I was responsible for all aspects of budget planning, expense control, and loss prevention. Loss prevention should be of crucial importance to our HOA so that we never lack the institutional controls to allow a large embezzlement from taking place ever again. As the saying goes, those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. So yes, experience does count, and I have that experience. We have a wealth of knowledge and experience amongst all of our committees. Our committees ensure that all aspects of our community run efficiently with prudent oversight. All of our committees have a clear and defined purpose. I truly appreciate their service and all that they do for supporting our community. They give their time and expertise to our community. I believe that change is good. I believe that fresh ideas and a new perspective are needed on our board. I can provide that. It is imperative that as a board member, I must always look at new ideas and not be resistant to do so. These changes in perspective will bring a new beginning for our board and the community. All ideas from our community have merit and should be seriously considered in order to find a way to implement the ideas. I've always been an out-of-the-box thinker. I will continue to be so. Does experience count? Yes, I have that experience. Well, we do have many rules that govern what actions we take. Davis-Sterling is a set of laws that are CCNRs, bylaws, rules and regulations flow. I'm becoming very well versed in all, particularly Davis-Sterling, which clearly states the laws that all HOAs must follow before making important decisions on all board actions. I will utilize all resources that are available. Does experience count? Yes, it does. And I'm becoming very familiar with all of them. I will have that experience. I will be transparent and communicate promptly on HOA board actions to all of you. I will welcome all input and suggestions for consideration. I will work with our entire board. We are homeowners and residents too. Does experience count? Yes, it does. I will have that experience. We must continue to strive for excellence with our finances, ensuring that reserves maintain healthy, dues stay low, that prudent judgment is utilized before all major expenditures for capital improvements. I believe actively monitoring liquid assets and ensuring our investment portfolio continues to be invested prudently and conservatively. Does experience count? Yes, it does. I have that experience. Our vendors play an important role in our community. They have contracts with us for which they are compensated. They are the expert in their fields. Micromanaging our vendors is counterproductive. My vision is they will no longer need to be concerned by interference by a board member while executing their duties. Does experience count? Yes, it does. All of our vendors have experience and are expert in their fields. Safety is of great importance to our community. I have a vision that we will all feel safe again. We will enjoy all of our amenities once again. We will gather with friends and family, enjoying our time together without fear of reprisals and fines. My vision for our community is that we will have board members who interact with all the residents in a kind and caring manner, with empathy and respect. My vision for our community will be one where a president of our board will never publicly and cruelly shame any residents again. Telling residents that they do not care if they move out. Telling anyone in our community, do not let the door hit you on the way out. These actions do not display the temperament for effective leadership. The board president, unfortunately, no longer exhibits the temperament or prudent judgment to interact with our residents. I have the temperament to treat our residents in a kind and caring manner as a member of our board, to never resort to public shaming, to listen actively and make prudent, fair judgments for all of us. After all, I am one of you. Does experience count? Yes, it does. I have that experience. If you want more, if you want board members to treat you with respect, kindness, to have all of our community interests at heart. We are a community, we truly are. John and I want kindness, caring, and empathy for all of us to return to our community. Working together for the benefit of our community, that is our vision for all of us. Experience does count. Yes, it does. John and I have that experience. Working together, we can accomplish much for all of us. Thank you for your time today. If you want more, vote for John and Moira.
Thank you very much, Moira, for taking the time to do this podcast today, and good luck.